social media post from 6 years ago has resurfaced recently, and it goes like this. Starting this afternoon, some people may find themselves feeling a sudden urge to write some life advice on social media for unspecified high school seniors they don't even know. Well, don't. Today, high school seniors and other aspiring college students in South Korea took the annual College Scholastic Ability Test. It is undeniably a very important exam, and it's really no surprise that some of those who've already taken the test, those older and wiser, might want to share some of their thoughts and views on it and on, you know, what will come next. But what would these students really need to hear? The exams will be over soon, and to everyone who took it and their families, we should really just say, and this is what we really want to say, 수고하셨습니다. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was 옥상 달빛 with 수고했어 오늘도, or cheer up is the English title. And we really hope you do cheer up, everybody, pretty soon. In I think about 30 minutes, it'll be a lot of cheering, I think, nevertheless, because everybody will be done with the exam. Now, when you guys all took an exam, we've all been that sort of situation, right? Whether it's even in kindergarten or in elementary school or in college or etc. What was the thing you hated hearing someone say after a hard exam? Was it, how did you do? Do you think you did well? Was it hard? Was it easy? Well, etc., etc., right? Well, what if they did good? What if we did bad? What does it matter, at least on this day? Because it's going to be all behind them now. And our aspiring students who took the test have been under so much stress for so long. So on a day like today, perhaps the best thing the rest of us can do for those who took the test would be to just give them some space, right? Let them relax. Take their minds off of it all. Let's not ask any more questions. They've had to answer plenty of questions today. That is what is going on here in Korea today. The CSAT will be all over by 5:45 p.m. That's exactly half an hour from now. And until then, basically the entire country is walking on eggshells. We're keeping quiet because it is a very important test for all those young people taking it. But that's us here. What is happening in your part of the world today? Maybe you can start by telling me where you are. Our global roll call is coming up in just a moment. So tell me where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. Send in your song requests. Feel free to share your 사연들, stories, anecdotes about what's going on in your life. Nothing's too trivial to share here. Anything goes. Message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at sharp 8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. In part two of the show, singer-songwriter Stella Chang will be joining me for our Thursday segment, The Words. We take a close look at the lyrics of some great K-pop songs, so stay tuned for that. All right, I'll be back with a roll call after this. Here is Angmyu with Freedom. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, and right now it is 5:21 p.m. And it is surprisingly not a very cold day, considering it is 수능 날, right? Usually it's supposed to be really cold. But we do have a little bit of icky air out there, so watch out if you are outdoors. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? Time for the global roll call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to right now, aside from listening to the radio, of course. Where are you? All right, let's take a look and start with listener sweet 030323 who writes, 안녕하세요, 언니. Right now, I'm taking a walk at the Neusurkil Park in Incheon, here for work. We came here because there's a sheep ranch in the park. But apparently all the sheep were sent indoors today because they are too loud for the CSAT. Yes, shh, even the sheep have to be quiet. We're taking a test. We are feeling autumn to the fullest and enjoying the beautiful foliage, though. And I can't wait to find out what you'll be cooking with squid. Ugh. Just saying squid or ojingeo, just as soon as I hear it, I get very sad. It was such a stressful mission for me, the mission on the cooking show to cook something with squid, which I had never, like, literally touched before. So even after the fact, oh boy, yeah, and I have so much squid at home still, and I don't know what to do with that. So yes, 많이 기대해 주세요. Yunmi Jung said, 언니, how is the air outside? The sky's looking quite gray. I am currently playing Hidden Pictures, 숨은 그림 찾기, for the second hour. I used to play this a lot as a kid because they were often on the inside of biscuit boxes. And some of the hidden objects are still the same. Candle, paper bow, toothbrush, cane, needle. Oh, yep, that sounds familiar to me too. I'm competing with my sons, and maybe I've been too harsh on them. I guess I should let them win once or twice. I'm not saying that because my eyes hurt. Oh, goodness. So harsh. Yeah, it's okay. You can be a really good competitor and feed that competitive spirit in your sons. Well, good luck. The sky is a little gray today, but it's also because I think there's been a little rain. It was kind of drizzling on our way here to KBS. And on top of that, because of the rise in temperatures, we have a little bit of fine dust in the air today. Huh? Shocking. So I think that's what's kind of contributing to the overall gloominess. Hiroki Uchida says, hello from Akita, Japan. It's time again to talk about snow. You may remember that I requested nun, or snow, by Zion T last year. I will do so this year, but not today. When I see the first snowflake in my place, I will get back to you for the song. It should be very soon. Wonderful, wonderful. We will here wait for your request to play that song. All right. Mogire Machuki says, love from Kishi, Kenya. Love right back to you. And thanks for tuning in and checking in with us. Nizamuddin Sheikh says, good morning, Lena. I am from West Bengal in India. Well, hello, hello, and welcome. Thank you for introducing yourself and joining our message boards. Mokhlasar Rahman says, good morning, Lena. I am from Bangladesh. Hello, hello. Hope you guys are all having a great day. And we're going to move right along to song requests. We have a request from listener Lenaism, who writes, 안녕하세요, 누나. Last week, my father-in-law had a checkup, and the results had made the rest of the family worry a lot. Please pray that he'll get through it well. I want to request a song for my father-in-law and my wife to hear. Please play 이적's 걱정 말아요 그대. Oh, that's the ultimate comfort song. Definitely hope you guys get some really good news soon. JS Lee 2017 writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 누나. I was resting and doing nothing after my third shot, but fortunately, I have no other symptoms other than a sore arm. So I came outside to take a walk, have a coffee, and now I'm on my way to the supermarket to buy some salmon. I'm going to try your recipe. I think I've watched it about 100 times. I'm reminded of last year's CSAT day when the whole family hugged her and bawled her after she was done. Yes, your daughter. I want to request a song for everyone who took the test today. And it is, of course, Kang San's famous song. Oh my goodness. You made me have to say this very long title. Thank you very much. All right. Very sweet dedications for all of you guys needing to have some comfort in terms of, you know, health problems. First song. And everybody who took the test today, you're almost done. Hopefully you can listen to this after the fact and get some comfort. First, we'll listen to Ijeok with 걱정 마래요 그대. Don't worry, followed by 강산의 with 거꾸로 강을 거슬러 오르는 저 힘찬 연우들처럼 like those strong salmon swimming upstream against the river. 거꾸로 강을 거슬러 오르는 저 힘찬 연우들처럼. How was that? It was, of course, Kang San-ae with the song that our OFD staff endearingly and simply refer to as the Salmon Song. Before that, we heard Ijeok with his wonderful rendition of 걱정 말아요 그대, or Don't Worry. A couple comments about my Insta post. It was a photo courtesy of Liz. Lim Toya says, oh, Colombia, hola. I have to comment on this. My hat's not for Colombia, the country. It's for Colombia, the school. Anyhow, Lim Toya says, aren't you cold? Please take care of yourself. You look so, 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 so busy these days. I started to ride a bicycle to the office this week. 4 days now, but I feel like I'm getting healthy. Oh, I'm sure you are. And if only after 4 days you are starting to feel healthy, can you just imagine after 4 months? I don't know. It is going to get colder, so I hope you're able to keep it up. What a wonderful idea, riding your bicycle to work. Taipei Warren says, Lena, you look like a high school student. How do you keep yourself so youthful? I'm interested to know. I guess it's getting colder now in Korea. Is that jacket sufficient to keep you warm? Oh, well, I've been all about layering these days, so the hoodie that you're seeing in the picture, that's just my indoor clothes. I have a coat over that when I go outside. So, yep, I'm warm. Thanks for worrying about me. And PSY05902 writes, DJ 정연 언니, 안녕하세요. 귀요미 등장. I just got my second Pfizer shot. Now I'm going to rest all through the weekend. I'll catch your cooking show tonight. I love you. My mom sometimes asks me if I like her or you more. Of course I love her more. But I think she's a little jealous. Oh, good answer. Good answer. Of course you love mom more. Yes, that is how it should be. Listener MM Hongtae says, hi DJ Lena Park, it's been a long time. I haven't sent any messages. Right now I am in my home listening to KBS One Fine Day. I'm always happy and I find good moods whenever I listen to your programs. And of course, your sweet voice. Could you please play any good song by EXO? Well, hello there, and thanks for sending in a message. So glad that we're keeping you company at home right now. I'm going to play your song request right now, so I definitely do hope you are tuning in. Here's EXO with Universe. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. James Lee says, I can't find dill. What can I use instead? Lim Toya says, oh, you're going to have to make a dill. Or a deal. Lots of silliness going on. If you can't find dill, dill is sometimes kind of finicky. You can't find it sometimes. Mint is a really good substitute, but if you're just going to put it on the cucumbers, Italian parsley works fine now. And if you can't find any of those, nothing is fine as well. Just nothing. Listener, I'm Kelly, says, I feel tired all the time. I can't remember what it's like to feel energetic. No matter whether I sleep well or not, I have to fight to get out of bed every morning. And it makes me yawn a lot, so I have excessive tearing or teary eyes. It is really bothersome to wipe the tires falling inside the mask. Oh, that sounds like a lot of annoying things. My goodness. It is really annoying to even try so hard to get to sleep early, and then when you wake up, you're just still not refreshed. I mean, it's not gonna just take one day, right? It takes like a long time, a regular routine. Hopefully you can get there. Just be patient with yourself. And as for the teary eyes, I don't know what to say because I'm the same way. My eyes tear up a lot when I'm tired, and it's just something we got to deal with. I know you use a lot of the lubricants, but you just got to keep at it. Keep at it. And hopefully you can find a silver lining soon. All right. I hope you get some rest. Some really, really good rest. Chisukim0801 writes, early this morning, I was dozing off in the bus, and you know, since my body has been accustomed to the regular commuting time, I opened my eyes automatically after about 40 minutes, and I found that the bus was still near in my town, stuck in a traffic jam. First thing that came to my mind was, did I sleep too much and the bus actually turned back to my town? Well, it took an extra 30 minutes after that, so I got terribly late for the morning class. And it was not until I watched the news that I realized, oh, it was an important day. Well, I don't feel bad anymore for being late. Oh, and your cooking show tonight also makes me happy. I almost blissfully forgot that it was going to be on tonight, but thanks, you guys, for reminding me. Alrighty. Well, I hope that you were not in trouble for being late in your class. And yes, of course, because it was 수능. Today, maybe your professors are like, okay, we'll let you slide. We understand all the traffic jams. It's inevitable, right? Yeah, it is. They kind of divert traffic, I think, so that there's not too much traffic going past the testing centers to try and keep it as calm and quiet for the students taking the test. I mean, seriously, it is a big deal. Big deal. And we want all of our students to do extremely well. All right. Well, it's time for our next song break, and it's a song requested by Sweet 030323, who is blissfully enjoying fall foliage in the park in Incheon. So let's listen to Park Ki-young with 산책, A Walk. Different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. Today we've got two songs that share a title. The title is Sweet Dream. First, we're going to listen to the K-pop song entitled Sweet Dream by Hertz Analog. Singer-songwriter Hertz Analog has long been beloved for his touching songs. He's actually been nicknamed the Alchemist of Music by his fans. I love that. His song Sweet Dream was released as a single back in 2018, and it features girl group WikiMiki's member Ellie. This is a cute little number, and it describes the strange but exciting early vibes between two people just before the start of a romantic relationship. And it starts out like this. Last night you visited me in my dream. I can't tell you what kind of dream it was, but anyway, you were there, and I fell for you once again. Will you tell me what the dream was? I could never, no matter what you do. Maybe I should pretend to be a little miffed. That puts me in a spot, but I could never. Instead, let's meet again in my dream. I'll love you more than yesterday or the day before. I love that. It makes you think of those dreams. Have you ever had those dreams where it was so good when you wake up, you wanted to go back? As for our non-K-pop side, though, a very, very different vibe here. It's the song Sweet Dream by Canadian singer-songwriter Alicia Cara. Alicia Cara started uploading her covers of popular songs online when she was just 13 years old. She released her debut studio album entitled Know It All before she even turned 20. She has since been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards, winning the Best New Artist Award in 2018. She's also got 3 Juno Awards under her belt. Her song Sweet Dream was released as a single in July of this year to promote the release of her 3rd studio album, entitled In the Meantime. According to reports, Alicia Cara has struggled with insomnia her whole life. Strangely enough, a lot of musicians do. And unfortunately, the disorder worsened during COVID and all the quarantining, and she just knew that she needed to write a song about it. She stated in an interview that she didn't write the song as a remedy, but as a way to connect with others going through something similar. Because when she's battling insomnia, she often feels, and how many of you feel this too, she feels like the only person on this earth that is awake, while everyone else seems to know how to sleep soundly. Here is a bit of the song's lyrics. Only so many sheep a girl can count, patchouli candles burning out. I try to meditate it all away, but it's too quiet now. Is it too much to ask for a sweet dream? Need a step back from my feelings. Life is not so bad when I'm sleeping. Is it too much to ask, too much to ask for a sweet dream? Wow, one song about having sweet dreams, one song about desperately wanting one. Let's listen. Sweet Dream by Hertz Analog featuring Ellie, and then Sweet Dream by Alicia Cara. That was Sweet Dream by Alicia Cara, and before that, Sweet Dream by Hertz Analog featuring Ellie. Those were our Parallel Universe Songs of the Day. Coming up in part two of the program is our Thursday segment, The Words, a chance for us to take a closer look into the words of some of the most popular K-pop numbers with lovely singer-songwriter Stella Jang. Meanwhile, if you have any comments or questions, you can text me at sharp8150, message me on Kong, write on the various message boards on our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our posts on Instagram at kbs1fineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. I will wrap up part one of the show with one more song. Here's 10cm. It's a new one from them. 어제 너는 나를 버렸어. Yesterday you left me. 어제 너는 나를 버렸어. 나는 아무 변명하지 못하고 얌전하게 집에 돌아. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. The Words, our Thursday segment looking into the world of K-pop song lyrics, is coming up shortly with singer-songwriter Stella Jang. Let's give Stella a chance to get settled in with a song break, though. Our song break is actually a song request from listener TammyKoo3728, who writes, Hi, DJ Lena Park. I'm studying for my final exam, and I'd like to listen to Kill This Love by Blackpink. I love that. This is a great song to listen to, I think, for studying, because it just kind of gives you a little bit of energy and stuff. So I hope it helps. We're going to listen to that, and we'll be right back. Here's Blackpink, Kill This Love. If you think about it, a song is a poem with a melody. And like poems, sometimes the words to a song hold more meanings than they let on. Other times, it's the story behind the words that's even more extraordinary. It's all in the words. The words words of a song can be so much more than just a mere component, so we take some time each week to take a closer look into the lyrics in our segment, The Words, and making sure nothing gets lost in translation, we have Stella Jung to help us out. Welcome.
Hello.
Happy birthday. Thank you. I'm sorry that you have to spend your birthday running around to radios all day today.
Not that much. Because I'm going to the other radio, but it's pre-recorded, so. So this is my only live radio show for my birthday.
So listeners, you guys, get on the message boards and wish Stella a happy birthday because we are here, we are live, and she is graciously spending her birthday with us. She could have possibly, you know, canceled and said, hey, that day,
yeah,
I gotta take it off.
Yeah, that's not professional. That's...
No, but Stella is committed to her responsibilities, so we thank you so much, Stella, for spending a special day with us here. Absolutely. How have you been, and do you have any special plans for your birthday?
Well, after radio, I'm going to have like a little party with my friends.
That's like the best.
Yeah. And before coming, I went to the movie theater to watch The French Dispatch, the new Wes Anderson movie.
Yes.
And I'm a big fan of Timothée Chalamet.
Yes, I know.
For the last like two, three weeks mm-hmm. after Dune.
After Dune. Yeah.
And so I saw that this film was coming out on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and today is the first day of The French Dispatch.
Right.
So I felt like, oh my god, this is destiny calling me. And so I had to go watch the movie today.
That is awesome. Yay. Alicia writes, 수장님 생일 축하해요. 그리고 사랑해요. Stella gets all my love today. Lena can wait a day.
Oh.
I can wait.
Yeah,
I
but you have like 364 other days.
So. Lots of suha suha and happy birthdays from JS Lee.
Thank you.
JS Jerry 76, Kim Ji Soo, Update 2000, Lim Toya, and Sweet 030323, Taipei Worm. Happy birthday, Stella. Many happy returns.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
We've got happy birthdays.
Lots of happy birthdays. We have a cute little birthday cake emoji on our Kong app.
Kong holding a birthday cake.
Yes. Exactly. And even though it was your birthday, I noticed on your social media that you were not mentioning your birthday so much as you were trying to encourage all of the college students.
But now it's done, I think.
Yes, all the test takers earlier today.
So now I can be fully committed to
and
my
totally
birthday.
And totally selfish.
Totally selfish. It's my birthday.
Time to be selfish. That's fantastic. Well, it sounds like you've been having kind of a very busy full birthday in the best sense of the word. So
yeah.
All right. But let's look at what we're going to talk about in our segment today. What is today's topic?
Today's topic also, again, comes from my conversation with Liz from yesterday.
Okay.
And so she was sending me, hi, Stella. Hangsang nae yeollagul gidarineun suyeolmada. Every Wednesday, you're waiting yes. for my text.
You wrote that for her as a little message.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I actually it's every Wednesday.
Yes,
so
every
before
Wednesday.
Coming,
right,
and,
to discuss the topic.
Yeah, to discuss about the topic. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
I've been waiting.
Yes.
So I should choose songs about waiting.
Oh, gosh, so many songs about waiting.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Since you wait for every Wednesday to come along for Liz to give you the call about the words.
Yeah.
Today's topic is waiting.
It could have been birthday.
It totally could have been birthday.
Yeah, but it's waiting.
But it is waiting because you were inspired, definitely mm-hmm. inspired. Well, how did you even kind of whittle down the list? I can just imagine that there's tons of songs that deal with waiting, no?
Yeah, and I chose more of the songs with the word itself, like the 기다림.
Ah, in the title.
And I didn't pick the titles in English.
Oh, I see.
Waiting or wait.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Blah, blah. So we're going to look at something that's got kind of a nice little symmetry in terms of what their title is in Korean. Of course, waiting is 기다리다, mm-hmm. right? And we've got lots of different forms of that.
Yeah.
Right? 기다림 is like the noun and et cetera, et cetera. But we can explore that as we launch into our discussion, Kim Ji-soo says, 기다리다! They're all waiting to start. Mm-hmm. All right, so what is the first song we'll be talking about?
The first song we'll be talking about is 기다림, Waiting by mm-hmm. 이승열.
Mm-hmm. This is a good one.
Yeah, I really mm-hmm. love this song. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's waiting. And yes. 기다림 is the noun. So
the noun
it's
verb.
Waiting.
Yes, mm-hmm. waiting. The wait. The yeah. the act of waiting. Anyhow. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think I might go crazy. Waiting is still hard for me. I resented you, who I could not see. I must endure it. There is no other path offered to me. I call your name in a whisper. My small body laid on a small broken boat, floating around the dark ocean. One day, you will hold me in your arms without any words, to be in those arms for a very long time. Even if the weight of time on my shoulders keep piling on so much that I could barely withstand it. One day, you will hold me in your arms without any words. You'll hold me in your arms without any words. To be in those arms for a very long time.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful song. Very sparse, but so full of emotion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The very first line, right? You're just kind of really drawn in because he says, I think I might go crazy.
Yeah.
In Korean, it's really strong. It's 미칠 것 같다.
I think it's stronger because the Korean grammatical structure starts with crazy.
Right, it starts with the verb. So mm-hmm. the impact of that, right? Mm. Crazy.
Yeah.
I might go crazy. Absolutely.
Yeah. And the word waiting comes at the very beginning.
Yes.
기다림 내게 아직도 어려워. This is very unusual way of speaking in Korean.
Yes.
Because
it's not like it's hard for me to wait, but 기다림, the act of waiting, he makes it sound, of course, it's so hard for him that he can't even use it informally or casually. It's
yeah.
this very kind of exotic thing. 기다림,
yeah.
the act of waiting.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard
and
for
it's
me.
Like, it's like he's describing something like, mathematics, that's hard for me.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
some theory or something out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a lot more casual way, it would have been, 나는 기다리는 게 어려워.
Right.
And 기다리는 것 mm-hmm. is somehow different from 기다림 in the nuance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this thing called 기다림,
yes.
I find it hard.
Exactly, so. Exactly. And he's so smart because just calling it 기다림, that unusual way of calling it, tells you how hard it is. He's not familiar. He's not friendly with this concept.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But somehow this song is quite hopeful.
Yes.
Because it starts with, I resented you. Mm-hmm. I could not see you. And but still he chooses to wait.
Yes.
Even if he finds it hard.
Right.
And then he knows mm-hmm. that they will meet again.
Mm-hmm.
And one day you will hold me in your arms without any words.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, 안아줬으면 좋겠다. It's not,
no.
I hope you will someday. It's
right.
one it's... day you will. So
absolutely. The waiting for him, the thing that it allows him to endure the wait is the conviction.
Yeah.
The faith that it's going to happen, knowing that it's going to be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so these words, the conviction of it, you will, this will happen, and that will happen. That is him dealing with or trying to, you know, endure the act of waiting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And also, one thing is that he is waiting, so he is spending time,
mm-hmm.
and this time is like the burden on his shoulders,
uh-huh.
because he says, even if the weight of time on my shoulders keep piling on so much, like as time goes by, the
yeah.
time is piling up, like every second is piling
wow.
up to the shoulders.
I know.
But eventually...
Uh-huh.
He'll be in those arms for a very long time. So the same time spending with that person, it would just pile off, like peel
yeah.
off all the piles that were on his shoulders.
It's true. I mean, it's the same thing. Time is still passing. But when you're waiting, it feels like as the time passes, it's just kind of loading onto your shoulders more and more. But then when you are not waiting any longer, and mm-hmm. then you have, it has been fulfilled, the waiting's fulfilled, that same time passing doesn't feel like that at all.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Not a burden anymore.
It's not a burden anymore. Wow. Really, really good catch there. I never really thought of it that way before, of the same time passing there. Mm-hmm. And then 오래도록 is not, it's not I have to wait so long. It's wonderful. It's forever and ever.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Let's listen. Here's 이승열 with 기다림, waiting. That was 기다림, or waiting, by 이승열. There's just definitely something about waiting that is really, really, it pulls emotions out of us pretty easily.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to be looking for things that are, you know, we're waiting for different things here, or we're mm-hmm. waiting in different ways with each song. What's the next song that we'll be talking about?
Our next song is probably one of the most famous song about waiting.
Yes, yes.
It's 기다리다, Waiting, by Yoonha.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And thinking of this song, I could have chosen the other 기다리다 from Panic, but I didn't. Think of it yesterday, but now that I think of it, maybe we should do a part two of the 기다리다.
There's so many. There yeah. really is so many, mm-hmm. and there's so many different ways to wait, different things to
yeah,
wait
we've
for.
All have waited for something or someone.
Very mm-hmm. true. This is something that we really, yeah, it's pretty universal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even mm-hmm. if it's just waiting for someone to show up for a coffee date, or if it's, you know, like 이승열, waiting this long, long time to be reunited mm-hmm. with his love. And Yuna has, you know, this is one of the songs that sort of kind of put her on the map, right?
Yeah.
It's one of her signature ballads, mm-hmm. 기다리다, waiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did I come to love you? How could it hurt so much? I've never wanted anyone this badly. Would it reach you if I say I miss you about 1,000 times? Would you know how I feel if I cry and throw a tantrum? Should I hate your name about 10,000 times? Should I count the times I was hurt? My love is already so big, yet you can't feel the same way I do, because you're not me. It's true, I love you much more. Even if I hurt 9 times, I'm happy to smile once. I'm just happy when I'm by your side. I've never even frowned comfortably. I would have done anything you asked. Even if the wait feels like 1,000 years, I'm happy to see you. One day, 1 month, and 1 year, although I know you're not coming, I toss and turn endlessly, waiting for you before I fall asleep. When will I be able to look at you with ease? When will I be rid of all this greed? I want to know everything about you. Since when have you been living inside of me, as if you're hiding? Now you've become a deep-rooted splinter that I can't even pull out. I want to reserve my heart for you. I can't give it to anyone else. If it's not you, I'd rather be on my own. So I'm waiting and waiting, right here, just like yesterday.
Waiting and waiting, 기다리고 기다리는. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So 기다리다 is, I think if you look up wait in the dictionary, this is what would pop up, 기다리다. It's like the very formal.
Yeah, it's like the infinitive form yes. of the verb.
Yes, it's the dictionary entry
word.
It
would be like to wait.
Yes.
Verb.
Yes, exactly. 기다리다. Waiting. And what it's pointing to here, I think, is obviously that this waiting, it has been going on, is going on, and she implies will always mm-hmm. continue.
Yeah.
It will be a continuous state mm-hmm. for all time for her.
Yeah. Right? And another tense for 기다리다, mm-hmm. it would be like a gerund. Mm-hmm. 기다리다가.
Oh, right, right, right.
I will fall asleep waiting mm-hmm. for you.
Right, right, yeah. right. Absolutely.
기다리다 잠들죠.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes. I fall asleep waiting for you. I wake up waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. So it's not only the infinite.
She's been waiting so long for this person that is not there, that is not a presence in her life, mm-hmm. but it's become such a part of her life that she says, you are inside of me. You're yeah. like a deep-rooted splinter. that I can't pull out.
And she was like still a teenager when she wrote this song. Like the lyrics were written by somebody else, but she composed the song.
Yes.
And it's become like one of her signature songs. And it was very different from her other styles, like very rock-oriented songs from her early hits, like 비밀번호 486.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a huge kind of a, I don't know, upgrade or evolution for her as a musician to come up with this ballad.
Yeah, and a lot of people like who have experienced this one-sided love would completely relate to this. Like, even if it hurt, even if I hurt 9 times, I'm happy to smile once, and this is like so sad.
It's absolutely sad. It's one of the hallmarks, one of the characteristics of these lyrics that make it very special and made it very special were the very specific numbers, right? Should I hate your name about 10,000 times, very specific. Even if I heard,
I miss you about 1,000 times.
And even if I heard 9 times, lots of numbers going on in here. And we always, and in 1 month, 1 day, 1 year, although I know you're not coming, I turned waiting for you. And I think it was the numbers that really, really sort of made the lyrics of this kind of stand out.
It makes it
feel like she's sort of in a prison. You know how you just like chalk off one day and then tick off the next day, and you're just counting, and it's endless, you know.
I wonder if this protagonist ever tried to confess her feelings to this other person, because like she is in a big suffering. She is suffering, but at the same time I feel like she never told him.
Maybe.
Because like she's questioning herself. Like,
yes.
Oh, how is it possible that it hurt so much, blah, blah, blah. And would it reach you if I say I miss you about 1,000 times? Yeah. But did she?
I don't know. But it's, she says, it's true, I love you more. But it seems like, for me, first of all, she never gives any details about what this actual relationship is, but it seems like the starting premise is that this is some person that she's not allowed to be with.
Oh.
Or, she shouldn't be with. Mm-hmm. Like, I always thought of it as like a forbidden infatuation. Like, what if it was her best friend's boyfriend or something like that, you know? Like, that's what I felt like. Mm-hmm. So she's forced to always keep it inside.
Oh, it's even sadder. Like, 친구의 친구를 사랑했네.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that you can never explore or confess or pursue. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes the song really sad for me as well.
Yeah.
Now that we're all
sad. And her voice is just, like, so perfect for this song.
She just seems so, like, I'm so pure and innocent, but I just have to live this way, kind of. She has great delivery here, absolutely.
And it's not like she has no intention to turn the page. Like, she's just gonna, like, live there forever waiting.
Exactly. And she ends with it, just wait, 기다리는 나예요. Mm-hmm. Waiting me. That's her identity now.
Yeah.
The person who waits.
What kind of person are you? I'm a waiting person.
기다리는 person. All right, let's listen. Here's Yuna with 기다리다, waiting. That was Yuna with 기다리다, waiting. Kim Jisoo says, TMI, the lyricist of 기다리다, also wrote 만져줘요. Yes.
Oh.
That is true. 만져줘요, one of my songs. JSJerry76 says he just loves the part, the 9번 내 마음 다쳐도 한 번 웃는 게 좋아.
Yeah, and I wonder why it was specifically 9 times and not like 10번 or 8번.
I think because they were thinking, because everything else is ones and tens, 1,000 years and then 10,000 times. So I think they were thinking out of 10 times, 9 times out of 10, I might hurt. But it's worth it for the one time I feel happy.
It would have been really weird if it was 8번 내 마음 다쳐도 2번 웃는 게 좋아.
Historic
but
like that.
But that makes 10 in total.
It does make 10 in total. That's true. Yeah. J.S. Jerry 76 is like, wish she wouldn't have to wait too long, but I think it's implied that she will always be waiting.
Like somebody should write, like, 여덟 번 내 마음 다쳐도 두 번 내는 게 좋아. That's so, like, weird that it catches my attention.
That I don't know why that makes me think of 존니 for some strange reason.
Why?
10분이라도, if you can just think of me for 10 minutes.
Oh.
Why not an hour? Okay,
it also works for like 여섯, 일곱, 여덟. 여섯 번, 네 번, 일곱 번, 세 번.
Yeah, now we're negotiating.
Yeah.
Let's make a deal. All right. Okay, moving along. We're talking about songs that talk about waiting in some way. And our next song is?
Our next song is 기다린 만큼 더, Till the End of Time by 검정치마, The Black Skirts. And the title literally would be
For how much I waited more.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is really pretty also. Mm-hmm. For how much I waited more. And then the English title is Till the End of Time.
Yeah. And we all know this feeling of waiting too much and expecting too much because of the waiting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this is actually, incidentally, written by 검정치마 for an OST. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those who are familiar with our segment, we all already know that the OST has to have a sort of a relationship with the song. So I think he wrote that in anticipation, keeping it a little bit open-ended as much as he could, keeping the story universal and yet specific to the drama.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Why are you so cold to me? Was love something that could be changed so easily? Did I do something wrong? If I did, I'm sorry. Do you pity me? If wanting to remain by your side at all costs is how I feel, will you understand? If so, please answer. All the painful wounds you've kept hidden, give them to me in order to keep being sad without getting tired. Keep me closer by. Honestly, I could wait longer, as much as I've waited, but something tells me that this moment is our last. And then he repeats, honestly, I could wait longer, as much as I've waited, but something tells me that this moment is our last.
So, 기다린 만큼, comma, 더, in the title makes you think, for how much I waited, more. But then there's a twist when you actually see it in the titles.
Yeah.
Right? He says, honestly, 난 지금 기다린 만큼 더, I could have, for as much as I waited now, I could have waited more. But then we get the but. Right?
Yeah. And also, I thought that this 더 was not about waiting itself. Like,
right.
I thought, like, as much as I've waited,
More love.
Like, we could be happier.
Exactly.
Yeah, something good.
Yeah. So, to me, it was sort of kind of like a plot twist.
Yeah.
A surprise when we finally see that lyric in the song, the title in the song. For as much as I waited, then it wasn't more love or more happiness or more time. It was, I could have waited more. Mm-hmm. But then he said, but... Wenji, now Wenji is not really a but it's like, I get this feeling.
I don't know why, but...
Exactly, but I don't think it's going to last. Basically, he's saying the waiting was kind of for nothing.
Yeah.
At the end of the time, at the end of the day.
So we don't really know, like, for how long he really waited.
Yeah.
But we can just imagine that there was a relationship going on.
Yes.
And then this other person turned very cold.
Yes.
And after this person turned cold, this protagonist has been waiting. And he thinks he could wait longer.
Yes.
But something tells him.
Exactly. At the end of the day, I don't think this is going to be worth it. The whole front part of the song are just filled with questions.
Yeah.
Questions that you feel like are not new. It's not just popping into his head.
Mm-hmm.
It's questions that he's been asking and asking for a long time.
Yeah.
That was his wait. But there's nothing coming back to him, no feedback. So
yeah. And yeah. I love how this song is not moaning.
Like, no.
It's very dry.
Yes.
Like, it's sad.
Very matter of fact.
Did I do something wrong? If I did, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah. 미안합니다.
Mm-hmm. And, like, he is very, he remains polite. Like, like there's nothing very overwhelming emotion.
It's true. I think that that's pointing to how long it's been. He's been waiting.
Yeah.
Now the emotion has even kind of just dissipated.
Yeah. And right? yet, like, he tried his best. Like, mm-hmm. All the painful wounds you've kept hidden, give them to me. And in order to keep being sad without getting tired, because being sad is tiring.
It is exhausting.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you should keep me closer by.
Right. I'm still here. I'm still a resource. You can still reach out to me, but you won't. And yeah, so it's just a, it's kind of a sad song where you feel like, you know, he feels like he's just talking to a void.
Yeah.
Right? And says, I could wait. I could wait longer, but I don't think it's going to work out. All right.
Yeah.
Here's 검정치마 the black skirts with 기다린 만큼 더 till the end of time. That's a cool song. It was, of course, 검정치마 the black skirts with 기다린 만큼 더 till the end of time. If you're just joining us, it's OFD's Thursday segment, The Words with Stella Jang. We're talking about waiting, or we're listening to songs about waiting. JS Jerry 76 says, are there any happy waits that aren't sad? Well, so far, no.
No.
So far,
yeah,
no.
But even the song that's coming up next, like, it's a sad song.
Sorry about that. We'll do a happy waiting next time. But what is the next song we will be talking about?
Our next song is another OST called 기다릴게, I Will Be Waiting by 하동균 and 이정.
Ah.
Yeah. And okay. This is like, 기다릴게 is... I don't know. It's a 다짐. It's I will wait.
I will be waiting. Mm-hmm. That, the English title "I will be waiting" is very accurate. 기다릴게.
Yeah.
A 다짐, a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm going to do.
And yeah. It's an OST from 공주의 남자. And I didn't watch the drama, but there was a part of the drama that was really famous.
Yes.
And I remember that part because it was so shocking.
Mm.
And somehow this. Hong Soo-hyun 배우님.
Yes.
I think she was the princess we were talking about in the 공주의 남자. And she loses her husband.
Uh-huh.
And her husband is like somehow in 휘말리다, like in a bad thing.
Mm.
And he died by this torture thing called 능지 처참.
Oh no.
So you see in the drama, like, him tied with the ropes.
Actually,
like, with,
being tortured.
Yeah, with different, with the horses.
Right, right, being quartered.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And afterwards, like, you don't see the scene itself.
Of course.
And afterwards, like, you see the blood
on
the ground.
Oh, the aftermath.
Yeah, so, so knowing that,
yes.
I think it could help us to understand the lyrics.
That I will be waiting, but understanding where the character is coming from, absolutely.
Yeah, because like we have lyrics like, in this world and time, without you, I live alone.
Right. And, I see.
Yeah. You take a step, your visage is covered by tears. Oh, I didn't know that this word existed.
Just like visage,
English. Yeah, visage, stepping on my tears, closer and closer, you're coming. I fear that my pitiful looks will make your heart ache. Quietly I'm crying. My love, beautiful as if in a dream, is drifting away, farther and farther. In this world and time without you, I live alone. Even if living isn't truly living, always in the same place, until the day I close my eyes forever, I will wait for you. Even if I try so hard to erase you, you're stuck in my heart every day, so I keep looking for you. I fear that my love will be a burden. I hate my flawed self. In this world and time without you, I live alone. Even if living isn't truly living, always in the same place until the day I close my eyes forever. And this part repeats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even if I tire, even if I tire of waiting for you every day, the words I could not say to you because tears came first. I love you, I love you. I could not say.
Aww.
In this world, time and memories without you. Even if living isn't truly living, always in the same place. Until the day I close my eyes, forever, I will love you.
Right. So using the same kind of, in terms of the lyrics, in this world and time without you, it changes very little by little by little in the lyrics until mm-hmm. the very ending, the resolution of the ending. But yes, no, in this world and time without you is where we start out, right?
Yeah.
Like, and you are, after your explanation, we have much better context that this is someone who is gone from the world. They're in different levels of existence.
So
this now.
Waiting is like basically waiting for the last day of this person's life.
Right. Pretty
so
much.
So that they could be
joined
together.
In the afterlife.
Yeah.
Like beyond. Again. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Which makes it very sad because, I mean.
Yeah. And whenever I have to deal with songs very dramatic like this,
yeah.
without the context, like I would have been like, yo, why?
Oh,
like,
it's so dramatic. What's wrong with you? Just move on. But
yeah.
but then it is very dramatic.
Yeah,
and
because this 네가 없는 세상, like it yeah. could be just an expression because my
True.
World. Can be like without this person,
sure.
But this person like has his own world.
Like they're just
living.
Somewhere. They like
yeah.
moved away, right? Or you just don't keep in contact anymore.
Yeah.
But that's it. This is a level beyond of that. That's where this married couple is torn apart. Right? This guy is torn from his wife, you know? Mm-hmm. And so just the violence of that separation,
yeah.
I think, is really the context behind this dramatic
yeah, that
reaction.
That must be so shocking. And,
oh my gosh,
like,
yes.
living mustn't be, like, living.
Yes. And then the sad part where, oh, I didn't say those words of I love you, and the regrets that come, and then the regrets saying, but I'll wait. I'm going to believe that there's going to be a point of reunion somewhere mm-hmm. beyond this world.
Yeah, and we have these two dramatic vocalists
yes,
singing
absolutely.
This song.
Yes, absolutely. So some dramatic takes going on here. A dramatic wait.
Yeah.
Here's Ha Dong-kyun and Lee Jung singing 기다릴게. Mm-hmm. I will be waiting. That was 기다릴게, I Will Be Waiting by Ha Dong-kyun and Lee Jung, and that was a very dramatic wait.
Yeah.
And it does kind of, their performance tells you they're really going to wait. I have no doubt about
yeah.
it. They're not going to change
their
mind.
They're very committed.
They're very committed. All right. Well, good news for JS Jerry 76, because we're going to end on a happier note. Ironically, it's because it's not about waiting, but it is about...
Not waiting. It's 기다리지 말아요. Don't Wait for Your Love by Park Won and Suji. And we have more detail in the English title, because in Korean, it's just Don't Wait.
Don't Wait.
Yeah. So, like, when you see just 기다리지 말아요,
yes.
I feel like it... I felt like it was a sad song. Like, just
oh, yeah.
seeing the title, it's like, I'm not going to come back, so don't wait for
don't
me.
Don't wait
you know?
For me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was different.
It wasn't. It mm-hmm. was actually, don't wait for your love,
yeah.
right? Like,
go search it
up.
Yourself.
Yes, go forth. All right, yes. really cute song here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even if you can't reach them, don't get suspicious. Maybe they're replying late because they're busy. Don't let your heart be swayed. You have really busy days sometimes too, don't you? So what if you loved first, or that you love them more, even if you're the one who's more anxious and cautious? Don't wait for their call. Don't just stare at the phone. Don't wait for your love.
Oh, I love that. Great lyrics, by the
Aww,
way,
so
by Park Won. Yes. He's, first of all, I didn't know that he could write such cute lyrics like this, but then...
Yeah, a lot of, like, his hit songs, like, are very sad and...
Or just very
yeah.
blunt, honest, hey, mm-hmm. I'm a bad guy, okay? Or, like, this kind of stuff,
yeah,
which I love.
Life is miserable.
Yeah. But he wrote this really cute song, but it's still him. It's
yeah,
still
it,
very
it really sounds like him.
Because I imagine that he's this kind of a person. He's like, don't wait for their call. Just pick up the phone. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's what he mm-hmm. would actually say to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They feel the same way you do. It's just they're really busy today. A lot of busyness here.
So cute.
Yeah. What if they get your message at a time like that? How would they feel? You already know, don't you? So what if you express just a little bit earlier, just a little more than they do, even if you get confused, anxious, and cautious? Don't wait for their call. Don't wait in for your love. Don't just stare at the phone. Don't wait in for it.
Okay, and here's definitely the pagwon part where please check your English first.
Don't wait for your love. Call them first. They'll love it. Don't wait for your love. Don't miss your chance like last time. Don't wait for your love. Call them first.
I love it. I love it. This is Bakwan's little kind of story of let's not play hard to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really cute stuff. And it's kind of the one happy waiting song because actually they're not waiting. But maybe we'll try and find some songs that are happy waiting songs for next week. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Stella, for all these wonderful songs. Very, very diverse. And also, happy birthday once again.
Thank you.
And now you can go forth and have fun with your friends.
Yay.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Here's Bakwan and Suji with 기다리지 말아요. Don't wait for your love. That was 기다리지 말아요, 박원 수지. Don't wait for your love, bringing us to the end of today's show. Don't forget to join me again tomorrow. But for now, here's a song, 기다렸다가, right? Nosedive, dynamic duo, and Chen taking us out. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow. 이리 피곤해 너를 따라 한두 잔에 퍼지네 밤병자리 위로 한숨 피우고 나는 기분이 좀 나지네